friends. How are you today? My name is Melanie. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Today's episode is titled, Plansant Goat and Big Big Wolf. In 2019 we have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. 2015 will be the year when an international goat and wolf will be built, with the first of the two to be ready in 2019. The series is a classic animated film, inspired by anime, about a group of goats living in the green grasslands and a clumsy wolf trying to eat them. The main character, Wesley the Pleasant Goat, was chosen for the annual Flowers Parade, where the series was introduced to children in Europe through the parade. This year, it began to get airtime in Japan as part of the Japanese television network Tokyo Broadcasting System. The cartoon has been hugely popular with Chinese schoolchildren since its debut in 2005, and a feature film has even been made. The series focuses on the story of Chia Donghai, a divorced man who moves in with his wife, a divorcee who has a son from her previous marriage, and starts a new family. It is one of the original animations made in China and has become very popular with children all over the world. The start of the new year also marks the start of the 2018 anime winter season in Japan and the start of a new anime season in China and Japan. This list lists some of the best anime and Chinese animation, including some you may not know. Super Wings is an anime series produced jointly by South Korea, China and the United States. The series, which spans over 1,000 episodes, is by far the longest-running animated series in the world since it premiered in 2005. If the franchise succeeds, it will be a huge success, especially in China. The fifth installment, Loving Wolfie 2, grossed nearly $7 million in its first week after its August release. It broke the record for the highest-grossing animated film in the U.S. since 2009. The film was also produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios, the parent company of Disney and Pixar. The films that hit theaters last year were the top box office hits, with ticket sales of $1.2 billion in the U.S. and $2.5 billion worldwide. Pleasant Goat, a Chinese script, is the name of a goat in the village of Ziegendorf, which is popular, manageable and known in Chinese names. This is because it is one of the most popular names for goats in China and a popular and manageable name for a village. Not surprisingly, more than half the audience were children and we had almost a full house, but we underestimated the number of children in the crowd and their enthusiasm for the show. What we liked was that the shows were highly interactive and encouraged the children of our audience to stand up and join in. If you are looking for a fun way to introduce children to Mandarin, I would call this one. We showed the pupils a picture of the goat and their uniform response was, "What is this?" Why, we even had to help him defeat the evil ones by using a garish, reflective piece of cardboard. Later, one of our students came to the professor and said he had seen one of his movies with him. The day when we can see a giant goat and a big wolf fighting in the wild may not be too far away. Founded in 1993, the company was listed on the Shenzhen Stock Exchange in 2009 and the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in 2010. In China, Pleasant Goat has practically bowed out, but the company has made a name for itself as the often bumpy adversary wolf in the video game world. The film has been nominated for an Oscar for Best Picture, a Golden Globes and a BAFTA, as the two new episodes also become a hot topic, generating significant revenue and traffic. CPE expects the company's increasingly rich experience to attract the attention of the target audience, as they will also become the hottest topic. Creative Power Entertainment is a leading producer and distributor of live-action and animated films in China, based in Guangzhou. The National Animation Base, which produced and distributed more than 1,000 films and television shows between 2006 and 2012, was awarded the China Academy of Film and Television Arts Award for Excellence in Animation and Animation Production. CPE has been recognized by the Chinese Ministry of Culture as one of the 10 most important animation companies in the country and as the number one in China. This is all for today, friends. My name is Melanie and this was episode 1145 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.